Cauldron FM.
Around the planet on the World Wide Web.
The sound of magic.
Well, hi. Thank you for listening. You're tuned to Cauldron FM with me, the Merlin. And I'm in the company of Babs and Nigel Hewlett-Beach. I hope I've got that right, guys. And they're going to talk to us, or talk to me now, about...
North Devon Firefly Fairy Fair and Boar.
So, hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello, the Merlin.
Hello. For those of you that didn't know, I actually attended last year's event. Took some photographs there, which were posted on Facebook. Did a bit of a promo thing for it, and I was absolutely blown away with it. Tell me a little bit about why this ball came to be.
We didn't originate the idea of fairy events. That was done by other people, particularly Karen Kay. Our band, Malachite, played at her event for 5 years. We thought, well, there's plenty going on in Glastonbury and in Cornwall, but there's nothing going on in Devon, fairy-wise. So let's start one here as well.
And from that, we needed a cause with it as well. We had the right cause because our son goes to small school. We decided, well, this school, we would like to keep this school up and running because it's such an amazing school and it's small and it's a creative school. So let's involve creativeness and get people together and raise some money for this school by creating North Devon Firefly.
So the school is the Heartland Small School, isn't
it? Yes, it is, yeah.
Yeah. For the people that don't know, presumably this is not a state school.
It's an independent school. It's different to other state school, whereas the parents join in, especially with cooking and some learning and...
Some teaching as well.
Some teaching, there is.
In that sense, it is going some way towards home education. But, I mean, there are qualified teachers... Parents are involved far more in the running of the school than they would be in a standard school.
And you said there's no uniforms and things like that.
There's no uniforms. There's a lot of emphasis on the creative arts. Where you can see such a change in them as they developed and blossomed, you know, over the years with their attitudes, which is it's just comes out different too as you see with other children that have got a set way of rules and standards in other schools.
The students that go there are really very fortunate because they're getting so much attention from teachers because, you know, if there are any problems, they're dealt with, they can be dealt with immediately and they stand out. And obviously, you know, there's no chance of any student being missed out or ignored in any way because it is such a small school.
So how many pupils are there?
There's not enough at the moment, which is why we need to be more funding.
I don't know if people realise, you know, people may think that the school's full up, but there are vacancies at the school. Now, the school, the actual ideal total is only 40 students, but there are plenty of vacancies right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
For anyone who's interested.
That's the reason for it. So tell me now a little bit more about the event itself. It would be great to get from you what you see the event all about, what sort of people you want to attract and all that sort of thing. So, you know, please sort of enlighten everybody about that.
We've just put up on the page about it, wanting to be old worldly.
Where the fair is concerned.
I mean, going back to...
Well, going back to medieval times. Wizards and astrologers and circus acts and handcrafted
we're getting Merlins together, aren't we?
Handcrafted items and healers and
musically as well. It's, that sort of, like last year, I said it was from folk to funk.
There's far more music this year because there'll be music all day from 11 a.m. in the morning till midnight.
Oh, cool!
So outside with acoustic music through the day. And six bands in the evening and music in the bar as well in the evening. So, you know, people have got a choice. They can see the bands on stage or they can join in. You know, they can join in. They can bring their own instruments and join in with the music in the bar as well.
Brilliant. Yeah. Absolutely.
There's going to be a fantastic amount of music going on.
Yeah, that's wicked.
There's lots of workshops where you can learn. Well, come and learn. You know, learn to move their herbs and dance.
Well, is that on the 23rd of July, by the way?
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to come to that. That's fine that you've mentioned that now.
Yeah.
It's in the same place, I presume. It's in Clovelly and the Clovelly Village Hall. Outside, are you going to have the stalls again like you had last year?
Yes, there's even more outside this year in the back. Yeah, there's going to be someone's coming along with an amazing gypsy wagon as well, and she's going to be doing some readings and some of her crafts on there, so we've got that to look at as well, and probably discuss how they're made and, you
fantastic.
Know, yeah, I could fit it all in.
And inside, are you having sort of like the little the stalls in the main yes. hall as
yeah.
well?
And yeah, the, yeah, and using the stage as well.
Yeah,
there's going to be a gong bath as well.
Oh, it's not. So, is it Karen?
Karen Vendor,
Karen's
yes.
doing it. Yeah.
So. Yeah. There'll be that lovely gong sound ringing out.
It's be quite a relaxed stall yeah. market, won't it? Yeah, market so. Fair.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we've spoken that Karen's going to be there. Yeah. Is Julie coming up? Julie Carter?
Julie's not coming this time, but she may come along. You know, in the evening or something. There's ones people that were there last year said they'll probably come along to dance. They want to dance
right. and or maybe she'll join in with the music in the bar.
Yeah,
I mean, there are going to be.
Yeah. There's going to be storytelling in the evening as well as bands going off in the evening.
Okay. So yeah, fairy,
in the bar area.
Fairy lore expert will be there.
And Mark Norman, who's his name.
An expert on Devon fairy lore, actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
Called Mark Norman.
Yeah. That sounds very interesting. Yeah. Are you able to say who's going to be confirmed to be entertaining yet? Yeah. Or yeah? Yeah.
Vast numbers of people.
There are lots. Do you want to go through the day to the evening, or do you want?
Well, just name drop, really.
Well, yeah. There's Prismic Weave from Appledore.
There's Laura Conley
in
the evening. Mm. She's got a gorgeous voice. And Taking the Piskies. Yeah. They were there last year.
Yeah, they were there last year, yeah.
There's Wolf Singer, who plays amazing harp and Lindy's a storyteller.
Tells Arthurian tales. The Raggle Taggles. They're coming up from Wiltshire.
They write their own individual songs and then they come together to play each other's songs.
We've got some space music.
space rock for Spiral Navigators.
Spiral Navigators. Right. Are they coming Sheffield. All the way from Sheffield?
Yeah.
So that's quite something. You see, and these entertainers, they're coming to sing for their supper, really.
Yeah.
You know, which is amazing.
That's
helping
good.
The school as well.
That's aren't great. They?
Yeah, even all the way from Sheffield, giving up their time and money to do that, which is really great.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
And I presume you're going to have the sort of normal face painters and all
got
that.
Those face painters, somebody coming to mess about with your hair.
Hula hooping.
Yeah, workshops.
And there are various workshops.
Making clothes and wands and bags and shamanic workshop. Make spirit bags, medicine bags.
Cool.
So the workshops for all ages again. There are arts and craft workshops, the little ones and...
Yes.
Sorts of things.
That sounds there's going to be an even better one this year than it was last year.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping. Something continuous activity going on right through the day.
We've got two bands coming back who've played before. There's Taking the Piskies and Tiger Balm. Yeah. They've both played before for us and they're coming back again. No, some the same, some different.
What have you said about through the day anymore? Have we missed out in the daytime? Tiger's Cardia. Cardia is part of Raggle Taggles, isn't she? She's...
I imagine the Hula Hoopers will probably dance, won't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just to sort of recap again, it's Clovelly Village Hall.
Yes.
It's on the 23rd of July, start time.
Fairy fairs from 11 till 4.
Yes.
And then we've got 7 hours of musical entertainment in the evening.
Storytelling.
Five till midnight.
From 5 till midnight.
Yes. So we've got storytelling.
There's
we've
a
got,
bar. There's a bar in the evening. And food for sale in the hall as well.
Bars from 7:30.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's food on sale all day.
There's teas and coffees in the daytime.
The day
there's a kitchen. Yeah, there's also Crafty Food Cafe.
Vegetarian meal in the evening.
Who was there last year.
Okay.
And she makes food with children,
She'll probably do different things.
Yeah,
Food that looks like food.
Yes.
Oh, sounds interesting. Sounds very interesting.
Yeah.
Is there an admission charge of any sort?
The fairy fair is pre-entry. Fairy fair from 11 till 4. And 5 o'clock, fairy ball. That's £10 for adults and £5 for children 5 to 15.
Yeah.
For 6 okay. pounds.
That's very good.
£6
is very good. That's very good indeed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's some music in the bar as well, so people have got a choice.
Mm.
If they prefer to spend some of the time in the bar, they can do that.
And in the bar, is the bar going to be sort of more mellow, more chilled? Acoustic,
so it won't interfere. Hopefully, with the electric music in there,
and presumably Malachite will be performing
for me again. Yes,
we just don't know.
I want to move on to Malachite a little bit, if I may. So I know the last year you were sort of losing people, or things were going not quite moving forward, shall we say. You were marking time. Where are you now? Have you moved, got more people in the band, or are you...
No,
it's just
still,
us again.
It is just us again. Yeah,
ever hoping.
Last year's pretty much the whole of Semblance, another... Our bands last year played with us, which is interesting. So far it's two of us, but we never know. I mean, every time we play with different people.
We performed, didn't we, last year together, didn't we, as a duo?
We've done a little bit of studio recording, so we just recorded a couple of songs recently.
Well, we
certainly hope to do more of that. We've got plenty, and we've got so much material, just vast numbers of our own songs, so we certainly like to do more of that.
So if anybody's wants to come and sing, play along with Malachite, even at the fairy event, they're very welcome.
You've got the opportunity. Put your contact details on. How do they get in touch with you if they're interested?
That's right. In touch with us through Firefly, can't they, if they want to?
And that leads me nicely into what is the contact information on Facebook.
Well, it's quite easy to find if you just type in North Devon Firefly Fairy Fair and Ball 2016.
Just Google it.
Which is...
if you can remember that, just Google it, yeah. And are there any sort of other ways to contact you, emails or Twitter accounts or anything like that?
Yeah, there is Twitter, there's the Spanglefish, which is a long one to remember, isn't it? But you can find that in the About on Facebook, on Firefly pages. There's an event page on Facebook. It's mainly, there's a Google Plus.
Yeah.
So it's all the Googles and the Facebooks.
Email is just northdevonfirefly@gmail.com.
That's right.
Okay. And if somebody was in, say, the wilds of North Yorkshire and thought, this is interesting, I wouldn't mind coming along and playing here, would you listen with open ears to the fact that they might want to come along and play?
Well, it just so happens we have someone from Yorkshire coming, don't we?
Yeah, we do. I think we've really got enough.
For this event.
For this year, I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
But you know, if people want, as I say, if people want to play in the evening,
play
acoustic music in the evening,
there's opportunity
for people to do that if they want to.
Yeah.
One thing that we haven't touched on, I did notice last year that there were a lot of people that were actually staying on site or appeared as if they were staying on site. Is that a possibility?
No, that's nothing to do with us. If you saw caravanettes there, that's to do with the hall and not to do with us, because it just happens to coincide with that time, and they're always there at that time every year.
Okay.
So
because of the size of the event and everything that's going on, people assume that it's a festival, but it's not a festival.
It's like a one-day festival.
But not in the sense of camping. There are bed and breakfasts and hotels,
Intervalley,
and
Heartland's the nearest campsite.
Yeah, but obviously those things get booked up quite early, so people need to book those things up.
Yeah, it's just that clarifies something, because obviously I don't want people to sort of think there's facilities available for me if I want to bring my motorhome or anything like that.
No.
So, that's cool.
Possible, no.
I wonder if you could talk to the club people, because it does say camping overnight, but if no camping overnight, but contact us if you... to arrange something, but I don't think it would be done through Firefly.
No.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Okay, that's cool. It's, as I say, just I saw those things there, I didn't know what the situation was, so I thought it was better to ask, and then at least people that listen to this will know.
Yeah.
I'm happy with where we've got to now. Is there anything else that you two would like to add?
Ticket sales are very important. What people want to pay on the door, but ticket sales, we would like to emphasise, are very important for the school.
Aren't they? Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, all proceeds go from the event go to the
everything
school.
Else.
Yeah.
The organisers, Babs and myself, make nothing on at all ourselves, so everything goes to the school. You know, people don't have to think in terms of us profiteering in any way. The event has to pay for itself, because there's no external funding of any kind. We've contacted a lot of sponsors this year, though, who've donated all kinds of food. The event, which is really great, food and drinks, teas, coffees, cheeses, bread.
Excellent.
Yogurts, ice creams. But yeah. You know, it's all lovely stuff. So because of that, you know, we've chosen particular companies because, you know, it's locally produced, farm-produced food, or it's organic ice cream or whatever. It's particularly lovely stuff.
It's a very healthy event, really.
Particularly lovely food and drinks.
Lots of healing and lots of healthy food as well.
Fantastic.
How many sponsors have we got? 15. 16 sponsors altogether.
Yeah.
Various kinds.
Brilliant. I think we've covered everything, unless there's anything more that you feel that you need to say.
If anybody wants to come along and have fun and in the daytime and run around being silly, waving magic sticks or screaming and not too scary, but you know, just come along and have fun.
Absolutely loads for everyone to get involved with.
A lot of it is about having fun with each other and coming together and meeting people.
Absolutely. You know, and raising money for a good cause as well.
Yes.
That's the main. Yep. Well, guys, thank you ever so much. I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have.
Thank you.
I think now I'll call this a day and we'll go into a piece of music by the band Malachite.
Okay.
Thank you, Tim.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Thanks ever so much.
Bye.
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 I'd like to say thank you very much to Babs and Nigel for a great interview. Really enjoyed talking to you about their event that's coming up on the 23rd of July, the Firefly event. If you can get along to Clovelly Village Hall for that day, I'm sure your attendance will be most welcomed. And as I did say, I'm going to play out with a piece of their music, and this is a track by Malachite called Heartland. I hope you enjoy it. This is the Merlin saying bye for now. Bye-bye now.
Cauldron FM is a Moonshadow Media production.